certain weeks you're reminded how much it's a gift to be alive, to be here, to be among the living. And so we have come to praise God, and I'm going to do a little song for you all. I have a tambourine. I have absconded from my fellow praise and worship. It's really not my tambourine. I'm going to make it mine. It belongs to the church, but it's been collecting dust, so I'm going to do something today with it a little bit. And anybody know it could join me. This is a song. I'm going to try to get the beat here in my head. I'm going to live so, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to live so, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to work so, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Come on, church, you know it. I'm going to work so, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to pray so, God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to sing so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to sing so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to live so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm going to live so. God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. Anywhere, Lord, anytime. Anywhere, anytime. Now, you know, if you had been at conference, we, the bishops and all of us, the bishop, we rocked that song. We rocked that song. It's on Facebook. I tell you, we tore up with all our stoles and everything. We were just singing and jumping. Susan is here. Because we know that life is a gift from God. And we are reminded that life is a gift. We were rejoicing. I'm going to live that God can use me anywhere, anytime. And I'm going to pray so God can use me. And on today, as we remember this scripture that we just received from the Kio read. And I don't know if Kakia was rocking up top because I was rocking at the bottom. He might have just been, he was rocking too, because he's not so much a rocking person. But our bishop, who's from Virginia, or West Virginia, he was moving, our stoles were going, because we realize we have members who have passed away, and after, right before that memorial service, those we started out with last year who are not here, we were rocking and crying, because we know that not because we are so special, but because God has granted us grace to continue to serve him. And so we began to sing, and people couldn't sit down. And then at the very end, we sing, Jesus, keep me near the cross. That went on for hours and hours. We just kept singing, and because we were rejoicing in the grace of God to use us To use us, to call us into right relationship with Him, and to give us the gift of life. The gift of life. Each year we recognize widows and those who are husbands and wives and partners and friends of our colleagues and laity who have passed on the year before. So right before those services, we sing to give ourselves strength. And while we are there, we hear that other people have passed on. It is a great gift of God. And so we want to tell the Lord today, we want to live so God can use us anywhere, anytime. And today we receive the Great Commission. The Great Commission we hear in that text when Jesus is going to say, and Jesus came in to them and says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always till the end of the ages. Right? The Great Commission. So my sermon title is today, and the mission is, what is the mission? There have been many persons given exciting missions in our lifetimes. There was Michelangelo's commission to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. That was a commission he received. Sir Christopher Wren's commission to build St. Paul's Cathedral in London, another commission. Walter Reed's assignment to stop yellow fever at the Big Ditch in Panama, another commission received. And Chamberlain's order to stop the Confederates at Little Round Top in Gettysburg, another commission. But I tell you, in my life and in yours, there's not any commission that has been greater than the one given to us by Jesus Christ. It is found in Matthew 28, 18 to 20, where Jesus Christ turned to his disciples and says, Go therefore and make disciples of all nations. Think of it. Almighty God, not Tolstoy or the Pope or the Queen, but God himself, turns and looks you and me full in the face and commissions us to go with him on his latest creative project. He is commissioning us to go therefore and make disciples. Go therefore. And why would God want to use us? Why? You know, why do we have all these gifts? When it all got started, do we know what we are going to do? You see, it's never always about us. It's also about God, right? Sometimes when we hear a message that tells us how much God loves us and so on, we feel good. But when we hear a message that says God wants us to do something, we don't feel so good. But here's the deal. God loves us. We are sure of that, aren't we, church? He sent Jesus Christ and he proved it. But we proved that he loved us by dying for us. And then after his death, and he would come back and he would say, he didn't tell us to go therefore before. He worked with the disciples. Afterwards, he said to us, go therefore and make disciples. And he's going to tell us certain things in this little text. Jesus' last command should be our first concern. Do you know that command was Jesus' last? Go therefore. Nothing else. Go therefore and make disciples, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Yesterday at conference, at our the ordination service, we had something that I've never seen done. They must have all put it together. The bishop baptized the baby. In the middle, I think I took pictures. I'll have it on Facebook. The bishop baptized the baby as the beginning of the service. And what a moment it was. The mother and the father, two clergy, they're a clergy couple, Korean, and that beautiful baby, and he baptized to reminding us, whether we are baptized as baby or a little bit older, that in our baptism comes, with our baptism comes responsibility. Comes a responsibility that as we grow into Christ, we are going to, we expected to do something. It was such a touchstone moment that he did that, because it wasn't, you know, was in our program, which we only got in the morning. So Jesus' parting words are commonly referred to as the Great Commission. We typically hear it during Mission Sundays at church, mission conferences, or when missionaries are being sent out of town. But do you know that there's a mission outpost right in our backyard? That we are mission as missionaries doesn't mean that we have to get on a plane or a boat and go somewhere. That mission work happens right in our community. Do you know that? That mission work can happen right here. The food pantry is mission work. The immigration ministry is mission work. It is mission when you're doing the work for the Lord, right? And the other things we do is mission work, taking care of the church. We are being good stewards so that other people can come, right? We are trying to serve God in our own way. God is expecting us to do that. But here's what Jesus says in this that I think is so awesome. There are four things that happen in this little text that I just noticed last night. Four things. Four elements emerge that draw our attention. There are four alls, right? Jesus says at the beginning, I have all authority. That's the first he says in the text. He has all authority. That means he has the authority from God. And on this Trinity Sunday, we are reminded that he has all authority. Today's peace and justice and Trinity. Because the Bible tells us, you know, there was God, God the Father. All of the Old Testament there speaking of God the Father. Then God would send Jesus, the Son, to walk the earth. He was crucified, dead and buried and resurrected. Last week at Pentecost, we remember he got ascended into heaven. The kids are going to be saying, ascended in. On the third day he rose from the dead, right? Ascended into heaven and sits on the right hand of God the Father, right? God the Father Almighty. And then he would send the Holy Spirit. On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit would come and live in us. And now on Trinity Sunday, they are all together. Three in one. Do we understand that mystery? No. But I would share with you that that was a manifestation of God. God allow us to see parts of God in the Bible in bits and pieces. In three parts, so to speak. Because we couldn't take the whole thing. Right? We could not take the whole thing. And so at one point. And so on Trinity Sunday, the triune relationship is now intact. Right? But God, Jesus would say, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. You know we're not orphans. He says, I will send you the Holy Spirit who will live inside of you. Right? And that Holy Spirit was going, the Holy Spirit is going to be the power base that is going to help us to do what we need to do. We have to unleash. The bishop said yesterday, we have to unleash the Holy Spirit in order to do. Last week I showed you how we could unleash it with the Alka-Seltzer and the pop, pop, fizz, fizz. You remember last week, right? We need to unleash. If you put an Alka-Seltzer into water and after it buzzes up, it dies out, and you have to keep putting an Alka-Seltzer in the water, right? And some of us, we probably do need a couple more Alka-Seltzer in our water now to let it keep bubbling, because we have to unleash the Holy Spirit. So Jesus says, I am giving you this authority because all authority has been given unto me. All authority has been given unto him. And then he says, we are to make disciples of all nations. The second all nations. That means we don't have to force people. We don't have to go with guns and knife. You know, when the early church made some mistake on the, you know, and they were bringing religion there by force, that was not Jesus' intent, right? Thanks be to God we don't do that anymore. Thank you be to God that we learn. But we're supposed to go there and spread the gospel. It is his command. Right? We bring food and we bring all things. And I will tell you a story about one of our great Reverend Nugent. I saw him yesterday. Covering
Do what the Lord.
Bye.